It's all in one piece, though. They call apple leather, or apricot leather. They pound it out into a kind of about the same thickness as you'd have biscuits before you cut them out, and they dry them in the sun. It's not that good. I've eaten it.
What is the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter is noted for growing?
Peanut is certainly.
Do you have nicknames for peanuts, colloquial names?
Well, everybody knows Goober, but it's not very common. It's a sort of jocular name.
I've forgotten what the term is supposed to be in Louisiana. Do you know Pinder?
Well, I've heard that cited as the African survival. I thought it was supposed to be gullah more than anything else.
But you don't know the term.
Pinder, not in my own experience.
Or ground pea?
Ground nut, I've heard.
Ground nut. Is that a peanut?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know what else it could be.
And what are some other common nuts? They might not grow here, but...
Well, of course, pecan. Sometimes pronounced pecan is the most common of all nuts here. Everybody, I've got a big one in my backyard. And got about 100 pounds last year. Worth money, too, believe it or not. The kids go down to the grocery store and peddle them.
Certainly expensive in the store.
The walnuts are not common here. You have to go about 100 miles north before you hit the first walnuts. We have hickories not far away. I might add that persimmon is, of course, when we're speaking of fruit trees, it's quite common around here, and it's almost a symbol of somebody who's stingy. They call him a persimmon. We don't have chestnuts anymore. Nobody else does either.
There's a kind that probably doesn't grow here, but it's red and it's shaped rather like an eye. Dark red. It's in a candy bar called a something joy.
Oh, well. I say almond. Without the L. Broad A. It's one of the few broad A's I suppose I use.
Back to the walnut.
Probably because almond has no L in French.
On the walnut, when it falls off the tree, it has a green cover that's soft. What would you call
it?
It
sure has the pecan.
Yes.
They're very close kin, you know. What do you call that?
I don't call it much of
anything. I've heard somebody call it the pecan type something. Husk, I think, is what I've heard.
What is the hard part you have to crack?
The shell.
And then the kind of fruit that's about the size of an apple that's squeezed for juice. What's that?
An orange.
Okay. And, you know, several of them would be.
Often enough, the R almost disappears. Oranges. You will hear, actually, in New Orleans, and I promise you this is true, inch.
There are some strange pronunciations.
I really want an inch.
If there weren't any more, you might look in the refrigerator and say, I'm sorry, the oranges are...
All gone.
Then little red vegetables that are peppery, used in salads, white inside.
Radishes.
And the kind, you mentioned the ones, the ketchup capital, ketchup is made of...
Or tomatoes.
Do you have a name for little tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes.
Is there any colloquial name for those?
No. They're frankly fairly new in these parts.
You never call them Tommy Toes?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even know them. I know how to buy the so-called husk tomato, the tomatilla.
What's that? Is that a variety?
It's a Latin American close cousin to the tomato, which is much in demand among, you know, 1 out of 10 New Orleanians is a Latin. Well, first or second generation, I mean.